Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Game 2 of this series against the Houston Astros. And Tito, I know when you're playing against him, it's no fun, or when you're managing against him. But Dallas Keuchel is fun for a baseball fan to watch because he's not blowing you away, but isn't it amazing how he dominates at 88, 89 miles per hour?
Yeah, I mean, he came as advertised last night. Couple things. One, he's a really good pitcher, and he's proven that by winning the Cy Young a couple years ago. But he's also in the midst of a good run. And I'm not taking anything away from him. But, you know, things, how do they call it, like a market correction, I guess. Sometimes you'll see a guy's ERA come up. He's still good. But right now, this is, I think, that was his fourth or fifth start. And he is really on top of his game. Sometimes you almost have to hope maybe that he's up with some pitches or something because, you know, for the amount of hits we had, I thought we had pretty good at-bats. He's that one pitch away from a double play. As we saw, he has quick innings, and it allowed him, because of those seven-pitch innings, to stay out there in the ninth and finish his own game.
Boy, and then when these two teams are matched up, I mean, they're two of the very best teams in all of baseball, and you have two of the real young faces of the game playing against each other, good friends, Carlos Correa, Frankie Lindor. In fact, I'm sure for Frankie sometimes, he's got to be careful he doesn't try to do too much because they're really trying to show each other how good they are, aren't they?
Well, and I think, you know, the media, I got asked so many questions yesterday about similarities, and there really aren't that many, except that they're really good and they're young. Because, you know, Frankie, they're different players. Frankie's a switch hitter. But you look at Correa, and he had a couple good swings last night because he hadn't got off to the best start. But you can see when you watch him. I mean, the two balls he hit were just rockets, and he's got so much on his arm. It's short. I mean, he's a good player. He just, you know, sometimes in April you look up and the batting averages don't quite correspond to the player. Those things, you play long enough into the season, they'll correct themselves.
Well, and tonight, you've got another tough hill to climb because Lance McCullers, and this is one of the great drafts of all time, Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers came in the same draft in the first round, and Houston was able to sign McCullers because Correa took less money so you could get him. And now the end result is McCullers is starting to really establish himself, Terry.
He is. He's got good stuff, too. And Houston is taking advantage, which you're supposed to do, of some down years. I mean, a lot of teams have down years, but sometimes, you know, if your draft picks don't come to fruition or don't blossom, you know, it didn't really help. But the guys that they really counted on, now they're not only in the big leagues, but they're in the big leagues, and they know they belong, and they know they can win. That's a big difference. And McCullers is one of them. He's a handful.
And the guy you've got going tonight can be a handful if he stays consistent. And one thing about Trevor Bauer, for whatever reason, he has dominated this Houston club.
And, you know, it's hard because, you know, names change, but he has really pitched good against Houston as a team. So hopefully that trend continues because it's hard to go into a game thinking you're going to get a bunch off McCullers. I mean, I hope we do. But you got to fight for everything you can get because he's got really good stuff. But I think Trevor goes into this game, one, on the heels of pitching really good in Minnesota, and he feels good about himself.
Hey, October's a long ways away, and so much will happen in the next 5.5 months. But this could be a playoff preview. It's certainly not an impossibility because they are two really good ball clubs. Do you ever look at teams like this, Tito, thinking down the road?
No, I mean, other than when I get asked, I think that Houston has prepared themselves to play in October, and I think they've done a good job of it. But no, heck no. I get so caught up in today and how are we going to win today? Because I think if you look farther than even that, other than maybe thinking who's going to play tomorrow, you miss what's right in front of you. And I don't want to do that. And we preach that with the players so much that I don't ever want to do it myself.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Astros coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.